The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the most unprepared place on earth, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. This week, as always, are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick, turning the knobs back in the studio. Here in the studio, we have with us a very fine performer who's recorded here before, Mr. Josiah Knight. Hello. And it's going to be a good day this week, because you know what you're listening to?
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And when I say unprepared and unprofessional, I just said unprepared. But I'll say unprofessional now. I really speak entirely just of myself. Rick is always prepared and professional.
Absolutely. If you're running 10 minutes late, I'm prepared and professional. If you expect me to be on time, then I'm not. Ever.
True.
My mom thought that I was just late to my day job because I don't care. And then I explained to her, no, I'm late to everything.
You just work on CPT?
Everything.
What's CPT?
Color people time.
Oh, my God. Did you really just say that?
I did. I don't know.
I would like to apologize on behalf of all white people that Rory even just said that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's no. It's
Are you
just
taking it back.
It's sure? It's just another way of saying you're always late.
I would just like to.
It's a compliment.
Dude.
Anyway, okay. How did your week go?
I want to stop and say all of the black people that I know are always more on time than me.
That's entirely true.
Yeah,
that's entirely true.
Can we call it R&R time?
Good Lord, off to a naughty start.
Dude, five minutes into the show. Not even.
You know.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just shut up then.
I'm going to keep
No, please don't.
Nick, you take over, buddy, as right after he pops food in his mouth.
God.
I thought I'd start off the episode with a thrilling joke, and instead I was wrong. Hi, I'm Captain One Step Too Far.
Well, you did say right before that that you were not professional. So there
yes.
You
was kind
that
of setting it up. Yeah.
Making a racial remark. It's great.
I apologize to anybody that was offended and anybody that got the joke. Thank you.
Anyway, moving along. How
Some people
week?
Will get that joke. Some people were with me and not in a racist way.
Not in a racist way.
Yeah. That's why it's CPT.
Hey, look at all those late people.
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
Horrible.
Nick. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Reset. Hi, everybody. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd.
I'm Nick Ramirez.
Thank you for joining us here on the Worst Little Podcast.
White people and Hispanics are way later than blacks, I'd just like to say.
That's entirely true.
I don't think Hispanics are late.
They're
what are you
not,
talking about?
It's totally, I was just trying to be make Rory feel better. They're not. It's really white people. White people are the dirtiest. White people are the first ones to
actually, women are the dirtiest.
That they really are.
In their bathrooms,
they
women
really
are the foulest creatures on the planet.
And most women think that men are the worst bathroom people, and they are wrong.
No. A house full of 8 college guys has nothing compared to like a 17-year-old girl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, And fucking, no, you know what they never point out? A dirty guy is dirtier in the bathroom than a clean girl. That's true. But a dirty girl versus a dirty guy, there is no competition. No competition whatsoever.
Wow. You know, hi, Cheyenne.
Guys don't frequently... Never mind. We shouldn't talk about this, should we? It's about to go really gross.
Well, it's different for the show to just, you know, start some diatribes instead of talking about our weeks and stuff.
But. I get mad at you about the CP reference, but I'll yell about women all day long.
Faggot.
Right. I don't need them.
You know, I'd like to apologize to our homosexual listeners as well.
But not the
hey,
women.
I get to say that. That's our word, I guess.
Yes. No, don't you remember?
Honorary.
It was like
what?
was like 20 or 40 episodes ago that I gave everybody on the show permission to use the word faggot on behalf of all homosexuals.
Oh, well, we need to remind the audience every once in a while because some of them are just tuning in for the first
time. And I get to say that because that's our word.
And what a day you picked, folks. Thanks for listening.
As the flaming heterosexual man. Yeah. This is
welcome to the Nazi podcast.
Rough start. Hi. It's May.
It is May.
It's May.
It's the beginning of May.
And
just had Cinco de Mayo, but kind of uneventful for me.
Yeah, I didn't do shit.
I did. I played role playing games with the nerds.
Josiah?
Yeah, I didn't really do anything.
No,
I just hung out with five kids. So,
Well, that's
that was pretty
Cinco.
Interesting.
What age groups?
There was one that was eight, and then there was 2 5-year-olds, and then a 7-year-old. So
that's pretty. That's kids.
Yeah,
Cinco
they were
de
kids.
Kiddos.
Oh yeah.
Dude, so do you have any Hispanic in you, Josiah?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Right.
Not yet.
Oh, no.
Ah, boy. Well, what else did you do this weekend? You had some rock shows this weekend, Nick.
Yeah, I did a skate jam for autism with the liver scars.
Oh, yeah. Should we do a public service announcement?
Yeah, let's do our public service announcement.
Yeah.
The big news from that is...
straight from Todd Imus.
If anybody's heard or seen Black Rickenbacker...
Named Matilda.
With a
4x10 cabinet?
Was a Marshall or a Fender? I don't know. And a cabinet. Anyway,
and a backpack full of cords.
Right. Anyway, Todd's looking for his stuff.
It may have gotten stored away somewhere logically by someone who just saw it laying there.
Yeah, it could be an accident.
It might have walked off. Yeah. But keep your eyes out and, you know, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
And if you know the douchebag, let us know too.
Yeah. Somebody did take it. You just want to think about your karma.
Be a secret witness. Call the podcast.
That's some pretty shitty karma because Todd Imus is one hell of a nice guy, dude.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that coming, so somebody else has something coming. You know what I'm saying?
So Todd Imus's Rickenbacker,
yeah,
named Matilda. Find her.
Yes.
She's a very sexy woman.
And if Matilda, if you're out there listening, we love you.
Come home soon.
Oh, my. This is the worst show.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's call a comic.
Yeah. Save us, comic.
Yes, we're going to be calling Dustin Kaufman from the Weediculous Comedy Tour here. As soon as I look up that phone number, he's about to go on stage here in a few minutes. So this will be very exciting for him, I'm sure. No pressure to do an interview and hop on stage.
I saw that the Pioneer Underground was having a drag queen do a B. Arthur thing.
Ooh. This will not be there.
Right.
This is actually going to be at the fabulous Shays Tavern for their first ever comedy tour.
No shit.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Dustin speaking.
Hey, Dustin. This is Rory from the Worst Little Podcast. How you doing, my friend?
Good. Hey, Rory. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to get in touch with you. You're still about to go on stage, right?
No, but I can talk, so that's fine.
Okay. We have a show tonight.
No, but I can talk.
Yes.
Very good. Yes, no, that's a yeah, no, the first yeah, no of the evening. Everybody have a drink. Dustin, if you have alcohol or anything else in front of you, you must consume. That's the yeah, no rule of the show.
The only alcohol I have is a marijuana liqueur, and I don't know if I want to drink that right now.
Oh, just a nip. Just a nip.
God damn.
That's another racial reference.
That is not racist. That's a nip off of a bottle. My God.
Does Roy say anything that isn't offensive?
Bad influences already.
Yes, we are bad influences. Welcome to Reno, at least in spirit.
Here it goes. I haven't even drank this stuff yet.
Oh, excellent. A taste test on air of marijuana liqueur.
Is it good?
How does it taste?
Like hard pot.
Hard pot. Yeah, that's
the aftertaste is the best.
Well, bring some of that to town here on Tuesday next week.
If you have enough. We are in Reno Thursday this week.
Oh, excuse me, Thursday of this week. I said Tuesday and next. Thursday of this week. That would be the 5th.
Yeah.
For all of you listening to the show the day it comes out, that's tonight.
No, down that's not the 5th.
And if you're a cop We're not bringing this shit to town.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Nothing like that. No cops listen to this show.
Okay. Then come on out. Let's have a good time.
And now you're going to be down at the lovely and charming Shay's Tavern there on South Virginia. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, where I know Spencer and everybody at the bar is really looking forward to having their first comedy show there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Ridiculousness?
Does he know it's a fight bar?
The Ridiculous Comedy Tour is a national documented tour. There's four Los Angeles-based comedians touring the whole country, performing bars, comedy clubs, theaters, cannabis dispensaries, private clubs. And the whole time we're going to be, like, documenting it and...
Oh, no.
We're going to be so stoned, we're going to hit end on our phone by
call
accident.
Call failure.
Fail.
Ugh.
Oh, that's
right
at
the punch.
Did you call him back?
Yeah, I'm calling him back right
Jeez
now.
Jeez Louise. So, yeah, that
we're sorry. All circuits are busy now.
Oh, no.
We'll try your call again later. Message CA26.
I'm saying you fail.
Well, that's a CA. That's a, his fault. That's a California warning number.
I've never heard that warning. It must be foreign.
Yeah.
Like, and by foreign, I mean from California.
It is a foreign country over there. Well, yeah. Let me try him one more time here.
So, yeah, that Liver Scar show was pretty cool. Some
please
good
leave
skaters.
Your message for Dustin Kaufman.
Dustin, we can't find
Sorry,
you.
Man.
Sorry, the call got dropped, and I'm trying to call you back here. If you have time, call me back, and we'll finish up what we're talking about the show. But if nothing else, we will keep pimping it out, and you keep
making people laugh.
Making people laugh and
smoking your weed.
Oh, shoot, and I hit end anyway, in the middle of that. Oh, whatever, that was sad. Horrible. This is a horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, so far, the
okay,
show
Josiah,
sucks.
You've listened to the show
yeah,
before.
This,
you
is
know,
a, this is a bad one.
This is, yeah. Would you like to try to save the show right now?
What do you want me to do?
Play
a song?
A song.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, wait.
Oh no.
Wait.
Is Hello? The pothead calling back?
Yes. Hello?
Hey, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we tried calling you back and got your voicemail and some weird all circuits are busy message. But regardless.
National documented tour
yeah.
for Los Angeles.
Well done, sir.
That's about where he dropped, right?
Yeah, right about there.
We were talking about the tour. The Ridiculous Comedy Tour.
So, like, do you have, like, a film crew, or is it just, like, four stoners with a video camera?
Well, there's four of us, and we have one guy with a couple cameras. Usually
okay.
A few cameras. So, and, you know, running the audio camera, all of it, so. Shooting HD. Hey.
We know a little bit about that. We've been putting a movie together here in Reno in the last
oh,
year.
I thought you meant we knew about smoking
hey, that's
weed.
Cool. You guys.
Oh, the HD. What's up?
HD. You guys are making a movie over there?
Yeah, it's about Reno and stuff and drugs and
strippers
and aliens.
That's awesome. Can we get some of that? We should cross germinate each other.
That could definitely, I think, be something we could talk about in the emails or at the show on Thursday night. That's shades.
We'll bring the pot. You bring the
We'll cross
alien.
Streams. Yeah.
Whoa. Hey.
Like Ghostbusters.
You whatever know. You do, never cross the streams.
Unless there's a big Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, and the only time
it
I've seen that.
Only if Bill Murray says it's okay.
Yeah, if Bill Murray says it's okay, I guess.
Well, I crossed streams once and I only got a chub.
They need to make Ghostbusters 3 already. Anyways,
how long you been on the road?
We leave for the whole tour. We've worked the past few weekends, but we leave for the whole tour Wednesday morning. We're leaving about 6 a.m.
Dude, Reno's
going
the
up
first
to
show?
Sacramento to Tommy T's.
Oh, nice.
Through Reno. Yeah, so.
Where are you going to be after that on Friday?
Friday, we're going to Eugene, Oregon, to the Blair Rally Arcade, I believe it's called. And then we're doing the world's greatest cannabis cafe in Portland, Northwest Cannabis Dispensary, and Northwest Cannabis Market in Seattle.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we're doing Zigzag Oregon. We're doing the Mission Theater on Tuesday in Portland. Then we got some Denver, Colorado gigs. We're doing Club 710, which is a really cool private club up there.
Sounds like you have a real focused demographic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a popular, and it's great. It's like opening up a brand new circuit. Like, you know, instead of just the clubs and the bars, which are intertwined, it's just the, it's like pop bars.
Right, right. No.
way
to be a marijuana innovator, cannabis innovator.
Thanks, man. Well, we're making a documentary so about the drug, so, you know.
Very cool.
Well, go to where it's patients can medicate themselves.
Yeah. So, patients.
The place in Portland is actually cool. The world's great. It's actually not the oldest cannabis cafe, and their deal is their patients pay $5 and they smoke all they want while they're there.
How about them
apples?
Damn.
That gets a big fat ding on our end.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
I'm from the Midwest, man. Yeah, I'm from Kansas City. It's not like that in the Midwest. Being able to, like, come out and, like, to these places who operate on these levels. I mean, I've only been in L.A. for, like, less than 2 years. I have my green card now. You know, but which is great. It's safer. You know, it's cheaper. You know what you're getting. It's healthier. Quality is good. But besides that, it's just you don't have this babysitter looking over your shoulder feeling.
Right.
It's just great.
And yeah, I come from the Missouri myself too, St. Louis, and yeah, I know what you mean. It's a whole different culture out here.
We're doing St. Louis. We're going to be at the Way Out Club. May 23rd, and we're going to be interviewing. There's a guy there. There's a lawyer, Albert Watkins. There's a cool, cool story, but there's a story out there. St. Louis had a cop, Sergeant Gary Wiegert, who was lobbying for Show Me Cannabis, their organization for legalization out there.
Yeah.
And the state of Missouri slapped a gag order on him to prevent him from using his First Amendment right, as his lawyer so delicately put it. So we're going to talk to his lawyer about that whole situation and stuff when we're in St. Louis.
Rad.
Just, yeah, good stuff.
A good look at the culture as it stands here in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
When do they plan on having it released?
When do you think you'll have that released? Or like,
the movie?
When's the tour going to wrap up, and how long do you think it'll take in production?
We're going to end June 8th. In Tampa, Florida, at the Tampa Picture Show. It's a cool little, like, indie movie theater deal. And post-production, I have no idea. I'm just going to come back, start doing some cutting, and then pass it to the editor.
Right on.
He means the bomb,
actually,
not the movie.
just in the past couple weeks, we signed on Emery Emery, who was the editor and producer for The Aristocrats. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're excited to have him on board.
Funny movie. Funny joke. Hey, you got an Aristocrats joke for us? We're on.
Nope. We've all heard them.
Yeah.
So you guys don't have dispensaries yet in Reno, huh?
No, we don't.
You can get your medical card.
You can get a card here, but you can't buy it from anywhere.
But nobody has a problem finding it.
You can get a card, but you can't buy it anywhere. So what happens if you get pulled over with the card and weed?
I think you're in the clear. I do not know. I do not know.
That doesn't make sense why they would condone the illegal purchase of marijuana, but like to say that you can't buy it, but you can have it.
I think what it is they've decriminalized possession, but they haven't really decriminalized distribution.
It's like you can grow three plants yourself or something.
Yeah, you can grow a few plants, yeah.
And you'll still get a nasty DUI.
See, that's Michigan ran into some stuff like that.
Yeah, and you'll
like
still get a DUI for it, though.
Oh, yeah. Don't drink and drive. But we're not talking about alcohol. You'll love it when they get the dispensaries up, man. The edibles and stuff, it'll happen. It's moving to that direction. Be careful with the edibles. Be careful with the edibles. When they say, don't eat the whole thing, don't eat the whole thing.
Absolutamente.
They have brownies and cakes and Rice Krispies. I'm waiting for him to come out with a edible fortune cookie.
Personally. No.
You just open it up like there will be a nap in your future. That's a smart cookie.
Hell yeah. So what time's that show going to start on Thursday?
I think we start at 9.
Cool.
And there's a few locals on the show as well, so it's good. We're excited. It's yeah, I have some old-time friends from Kansas City, but they're in Reno, too, so it's just going to be a good time all together.
Right.
I've been to Reno before. It's my first time performing. It's ridiculous, you know, our first time being there, so I've heard that people are excited. We're excited.
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of buzz happening. We're excited.
That's
here
good.
On the show. I'll
That's
be there.
Good.
I just got a babysitter the other night.
We're just going to take pictures of other vans. So, like, if cops are watching us, they'll just look for other vans and trucks. We're coming in a 15-passenger white van. Wrapped. It's wrapped van, guys. It says Juicy on it. Just look out for the Juicy van.
Completely inconspicuous.
Yep, and then here we come in our little grocery-getting minivan.
Hell yeah.
We're here for soccer practice, everybody. Oh, that weed liqueur is good. What?
Sounds like you got a little loose there. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
The car. Can you get the car ready? Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I think we're going to...
You've been the best comedian ever. You saved our show today. Thank you.
I feel much
better.
Hey,
Dustin, it was great talking to you tonight. Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on the Facebook. I use a lot of Twitter. Facebook is Dustin Kaufman, KAUSMAN, DustinKaufman.com, and the Ridiculous Comedy Tour, also RidiculousComedy.com, Ridiculous Comedy Tour on Facebook, Ridiculous Tour on Twitter, all that stuff. So
We're
everywhere.
Well, we will see you.
You guys gonna be out the show?
Yeah, right? I'm definitely going to be there. We'll see you on Thursday, brother.
We'll see you Thursday or tonight, depending on when they're listening.
Exactly. That's a man who's paying attention.
Man. Yep.
Hey, thank you, Dustin. Have a good night.
Oh, you'd never know he was stoned.
Marijuana addicts are often dangerous to handle.
So true.
He's a little high to the left.
I thought he was great, dude.
No, he's a cool dude. I've talked to him a couple
out with
times.
Us, yeah. You know?
Yeah, especially after you had that belt of marijuana liqueur.
Dude,
that just crept in. Like right before he said that, I was thinking, yeah, he's a little drunk and high now.
Yeah, he's just kind of like, there was a point where you're just like, where am I? Like,
and like, how much of that is part of his act?
Yeah,
totally. Dude, fuck it. I love potheads getting something done. You know, because that's the rap is that potheads never do a fucking thing, you know?
Dude, put down the bong once in a while.
But they're getting it done. They're actually going to tour and put it together. We'll see if the movie ever comes out. That'll be the rub, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's really easy to just throw shit up on YouTube unedited.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just string it all together. Hours and hours of driving in a van. Yeah. Hey, look, a cow.
Pod documentary.
Yeah.
I think the Vampirates, who are back.
Who are back.
Way,
oh, nice.
Played yesterday.
Yeah, well, the Shames played Friday, I think.
Yeah.
And
today's the 6th.
Today's the 6th?
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, Thursday is
Thursday's a few more days than that. The 9th.
The 9th at 5-9. That's why I keep thinking it's the 5th. Like I said, unprepared and unprofessional. I'm having a great day. But it was great to talk to
Dustin
there. And it's great to have Josiah here in the studio.
Howdy.
Howdy. So let's get back to that song idea.
Okay.
Let's do that. If you'd like to say a few words first, you know, feel free.
I don't really have any, like, uplifting songs, which would be appropriate, but...
back down to Mellowland?
Yeah. So this song I wrote after a friend had passed this last year, and it's kind of about loss in general, and the song is called Big Lonesome. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. at your wake, we drank three bottles of wine. Wander through the dark woods for a sign. A lonely stone will visit from time to time. It's not enough. I chase your silhouette for the curtains fall. And you won't hear my voice when I try to call. And the winds one day will come to claim us all, along with the dust. And kept ourselves from going under, despite our misgivings. And tears and I full of departed, but a painful comfort for the living. There was a time I came home to your smile. The roads between us now stretch out for miles. Where we make our waste and put it on the pile without broken legs. A testament to all our dismal days. And now and then I see your faded face. And take a piece and just be on your way. There's nothing left. And underneath the covers, where we made our confessions, when I knew that it was over, I didn't need your explanations. Headed out to Big Lonesome tonight. The withered weeds, the sun that never shines. A haunting breeze that whistles through the pines. A sad song. In Big Lonesome the ground is mighty cold. Your memories are frozen in the folds. Your hands so numb, there's nothing you can hold for too long.
Guys,
I like that one a lot.
Thanks.
I always like listening to you play that at the open mic.
Where, yeah,
you're a badass, dude. Really,
thank you.
Like, as I say a lot, you know, I've been playing a guitar for a year now, and like, I'm just gaining more appreciation. Like, when I watch people play guitar, I have a better idea of what they're doing now.
Yeah.
And I mean, your fingers just don't stop moving, and it's not crazy metal solo. It's just, you know.
Yeah, that song's really hard because it keeps going. So sometimes I'll like get lost and then I'll just like, where was I? Because I'm running through the whole thing. So.
Sure.
Fuck.
But yeah, even on other stuff I watch you to play, you're just great dexterity and I like watching you play.
Thanks. Yeah. I try to make it interesting because there's a long time where I was like just playing folk songs and just banging on chords and just
Hi, yeah.
But there was like, you know, it's cool to make like the guitar like interesting and like all the musicality of it, you know.
Really?
I try to do that, you know.
Different things you can do stepping out of the box.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a part of the scene and coming to the open mic every week, most weeks at least. Yeah.
It's really an awesome scene. It's really surprising what you find here.
Because how long have you been in town?
Well, it's been 2 years, but it's been on and off. Like,
okay.
When I first got here, I was out here in Sparks, but it was a really weird part of Sparks. It was like Wingfield Springs. So people would just like look at me, just like, you're not from around here. it was a very like weird.
Josiah's a rather bearded fellow with a love of flannel.
Yeah. but I just like come. It looked like I came out of the mountains, just like from that, you know, desert expanse out there. then I came to Reno. Didn't really know much about Reno, and it's still kind of like a weird location. It's like the Walmart's the backyard, so it's kind of strange still. And I wish I would have known more about Reno because I would have like, you know, Midtown or something like that. It's a really cool area.
Off Wells is also pretty rocking.
Yeah, I've heard about Wells too. But yeah, I mean, it's really surprising, and you find different things. Like every week, like I'll do something different, like a different open mic, and there's like a whole different clique over here, and it's really surprising like how many just like different musicians there are.
We really in Reno, we can afford pretty much anybody's job, work, kid schedule to get you to an open mic once a week.
Because
there's one every fucking night of the week.
I want to say Fridays is the big pass on an open mic.
It wasn't always like that around here. That's
is there a Friday open mic? Deal.
Not that I know of, but
that's it. But there's shows on Friday, so you got it.
But I mean, even Saturday, you got one at Walton's.
Yeah.
So, you know, I
all
mean,
ages.
So Saturday through Thursday, there's an open mic, at least one every night of the week.
And he does the showcase on Fridays, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which is a lot of that.
Yeah. Just kind of like open mic plus closed mic.
Yeah. It's like a long set open mic. Yeah. I guess.
Invite.
Yeah. Invite mic.
Yeah.
Which is always fun every once in a while for a big show.
Sure.
For sure. I like those.
Majin Skiffy-D used to do that, the Artist Playhouse at Zephyr.
Yeah. Or have a special guest once a week. But that's kind of what we do with the rotating hosts, I guess, now.
Yeah. And you can win a $25 gift certificate down there.
Yeah.
And they give you drink tickets. So that's nice.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. I know that do a little best at the end of the night. Whoever gets the loudest applause gets a, like a Jubs of $25 or a couple of drinks or a plate of food coupon for later or something like that.
I remember Jen did something like that where she took the winner and then they went on to do a show with like three other winners of the night. And
oh, cool.
They do a 4-1 for cash, you know.
Oh, right.
Split the cash.
Kind of like proto Maiden Reno kind of thing.
Yeah. She was good.
Jen's always fun, but she never comes up from Carson anymore.
No, now she's a Carson gal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's part of the scene, too. We love our Carson listeners and friends and musicians.
Open mic in Carson? There's one at the...
There's at least one. No.
There's the A to Zen, I think, happens in Carson. And it's really... I've never been there, but it sounded really interesting. It's like a thrift shop, and then they do an open mic, so...
Yeah, I know I know there's at least one because I know Carson people have complained about the fact that there is only one.
Oh, the
plan B too. Plan B, if they have one.
Don't they have one at the coffee place?
Comma Coffee?
Comma Coffee. Comma,
maybe. They did at one point in time.
They used to.
But I think they might have stopped it.
Hmm.
Anyway, anybody listening in Carson, start an open mic every night of the week down there.
Yeah.
Get motivated.
Just come on over the hill.
Well, and up here in Reno, we're kicking your ass.
So, face.
Face.
Yeah. I can't find it.
Face.
There it is.
So, where's your favorite place to play?
I really like Java Jungle just because it's eclectic. Mm. You know, I wish.
Is there still a lot of kids there?
Yeah, it is.
I love that. Like, they're just barely discovering poetry, kids stuff.
Yeah.
I love that.
And the location is really cool, too, just right off the river there.
Yeah.
I wish they would get a better sound system because sometimes it's like you're playing
It's muddy.
Still like that?
Yeah. It's like you're.
Horrible.
It's like you're playing through a tunnel or something, so it's just
horrible.
Kind of.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And is it just EQ'd fucked up, or what's the deal? Because I thought the first time I went there, they had the speakers behind the microphone so that the speakers were aimed directly at the mic. And I thought, that's such a bad idea. Like,
recipe,
I mean, just,
for disaster.
Before you even turn it on, that's wrong. And then I went back there a little while ago, and they had moved the speakers to across the room, but they were still, like, just sounded like shit.
Yeah.
So has somebody, like, tried to EQ it, or are they broken, or what's the deal?
I think it's, like, they were working with a bad PA for a while, and I think they just got, like, somebody volunteered to, like, co-host with Kristen, who's the host now, and he's bringing in his PA. And
oh, thank cool. Jesus.
It sounds pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
I walked good. In there, and it was like, oh, fuck, my 5K was fried inside of 2 seconds. Like, I just yeah. I couldn't
we did
it.
A show there for 3 years, and we never had any sort of a PA system.
Right.
And, but
that,
then
well,
you,
that would
but
be
then,
better.
Then you couldn't hear the quiet people.
That's so true. The mumbly poets.
The mumbly poets could get drowned out, and then, but the, I don't know. We'd get up there and tell people to shut up, too.
Yeah.
Like, just straight up, shut the hell up.
Yeah, they're really good about that there, too. It's very listening room.
Yeah.
You know, like, they get on people for, like...
And no, it always generally had
yeah,
been.
Outside,
that's part of why
go.
We started doing
talk,
poetry there way back.
All right.
When I was doing it there, yeah. It was that you could get people to listen. It's an intimate enough room where mm-hmm. you're not forced to pay attention, but you get to pay attention.
Totally.
You know, and even in the back corner of the room... There's not a lot of distractive between you and them as long as everybody's also paying attention.
Yeah. And there's lots of places to go if you want to have a conversation. They have the whole patio and the.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
The hallway.
Step in the hallway. Yeah.
And I think last time we talked about Java Jungle, I bitched about how the people that work there never look you in the eye. And I just like to say the last couple times I went there, that scrawny twink kid, the really, never mind. The scrawny twink kid, he looked me in the eye and was friendly and was really awesome.
Well, hey,
maybe they're not always having a shitty day.
Maybe somebody is listening.
Chances of that
they
are
heard
zero.
Your rant.
Some
hey,
faggot was
Rick
bitching Spagnuolo's on this podcast.
Mad.
Yeah.
You know that guy with that studio out of his bedroom? He's somebody to pay attention to.
Yeah. Exactly. I make this. Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick.
You're a legend in your own backyard.
That's right. I know.
I am too.
Yeah, that's coming up too, right? The
big show.
Not in the backyard,
1st.
Though.
Not in the backyard.
No, it's going to be, yeah, Jessica and Felix's warehouse out by on Dickerson next to Reno Artworks. It's going to be awesome, you
Dickie,
guys.
Dickie
Who's
Dickerson.
Playing?
I have no idea. And Jessica said she's going to make a flyer soon. And just yesterday, I secured a sound system. So,
woo-hoo.
So it is actually now we have all the pieces and something is going to happen.
Very cool.
So we'll see what happens.
Yearly, so, undiscovered.
Yeah, by next week, hopefully, we'll have a flyer and an actual band list. I asked Jessica Mullen, said, do you even have a list of who's... And she just laughed. She said, I'm going to get back to you really quick. So, she's been putting out a lot of albums. She just did the Black Magic for the Canes and... Right.
Reno, We Have a Problem.
Reno, We Have a Problem. Yeah. And the Knowledge Lives Forever album. She just did a bunch of stuff. So
she re-upped the Shames, too, for their little tour.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
I love them.
Me, too.
They're so awesome. Yeah. So fucking rad. So are you guys? Yeah, exactly.
For what?
So are you guys? Oh, we can't. Oh, we can't talk about tonight's open mic because it already happened.
Right. Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, it was great. We had a blast. There were
blast.
Tears and hugs
friends,
and songs and
family.
Because it's been happening. It was happening all evening
Love.
Since like 4 o'clock on Monday.
Oh, really?
I know a couple people were getting down there early because they can't stay late enough for the or couldn't stay late enough for the open mic.
Wow! So they just went ahead and
have some drinks. Some of them will leave early. Some of them stuck around, and it was a good time.
Okay, cool, man. I can't wait to
have had it happened.
Wait to know what I'm talking about.
So by the time you get there, there will already be people drunk.
Jess Blaze, what do you have to say about open mic?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Love you.
Love when I'm on it and ready.
Thank you. You were just waiting for that.
Yeah.
All right.
I knew that was coming.
So,
No café de la bear. Thank you.
What's the next segment,
How do
Rory?
I spell that?
Is it brought to you by anybody?
I spelled it C-A-F-I-T-A.
Yeah, I'm
going
to say our next song by Josiah is going to be brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. RenoComputerFix.net. Located at 1170 South Wells. You can find them near the Dandelion Deli, and they'll fix your computer for the right price. They don't charge you by the hour, but they charge you by the job. Ian and Justin work there with their goon squad, not geek squad, goon squad of local teenage tech kids who are all pretty rad and cool and nerds. So they also have local art on consignment. It's a great shop, great support of the community. We love them, we love them, we love them, and they take care of all my computers, so I'm completely biased.
Portions of today's broadcast have been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Go see them. They're on Wells by the Dandelion Deli. They can fix anything, damn it. They'll fix your laptop. And stop downloading so much Russian porn.
It's been a while since we played the long one.
Why'd you have to just cut me off?
I'm sorry.
RenoComputerFix.net.
Okay.
Actually, that's perfect. Like, with me being apathetic to the thwack. Yeah, chop all that out. The first thwack, not the second thwack. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So, yeah, Josiah, would you like to play another song? Oh, you know what? Before you play another song, I have something I want to ask you about.
Yeah.
You don't normally do this, but your Facebook name, Canis Latrans.
Yeah.
What the hell's up with that?
What do you mean? It's like Latin for coyote.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
So. Oh, Canis.
Yeah, Canis.
Canis Latrans.
I pronounce things gooder than most.
Does that mean that you get Hispanic people over the border?
No, I just like coyotes. I don't know. Like,
he is a coyote. He is the man to talk to.
Un coyote. Yeah.
They call me coyote.
Okay. Yeah.
I've
just been curious. I hadn't actually Googled the word.
Yeah, it's not really complicated.
You like coyotes?
Yeah. All right. Like 'em.
So. Cool.
Okay. Well, this song is called The Ordeal, and this is one that I actually recorded with Rick here, so... Your superstitions fight me, not because I believe. I have faith in other things. So place your fears on top of the fire and stay a while. Sing those songs that make me smile. This is the age of disorder. Gather your stones. Throw some salt over your shoulder and roll your bones. A shattered mirror lies on the ground. Heaven knows when it came down. Bury all the pieces under the tree. And pick your allies, spin your spells. Hang your hopes on a wishing well. And let them all fall like autumn leaves. This is the age of disorder. Gather your stones. Throw some salt over your shoulder and roll your bones. Kings always keep their magicians close to make peace with the ghosts. Know the rules and stay on your toes. And draw another line in the sand. Spill the blood, then wash your hand. Tell me something that I don't already know.
This is the age of disorder. Gather your stones. Throw some salt over your shoulder and roll your bones.
Damn capo.
So pretty. Getting in your way?
Yeah, it was just like buzzing. Buzzing a little
bit. I didn't
bit.
Notice. You're fine.
Okay. You're fine.
I noticed, I'm but tone deaf.
Yeah, I'm tone deaf. I am actually, I'd say, exemplary of the average listener.
Cool. It works out.
I could be wrong. They could all be like just soundophiles like Rick who listen to our show because of its crystal clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the content of the show has been horrible, but God, it sounds
so
great.
Good.
Fuck, they really got it together, don't they?
I've heard that a few times. Not that we suck, but that our sound quality is so
good. Actually, that is the first compliment I always get. Is like, yeah, I listen to your show. Oh my God, it sounds like a real radio show.
Yeah.
So what That's do you think of it? It sounds really good.
Because some podcasts fucking suck.
Are you going to tune back in next week? No.
Welcome to Bob's podcast. So we're here to talk about a bunch of serious issues in the economy right now.
What did you do to produce your podcast? Well, I opened my laptop.
Yep.
We all sat close to it.
And there was a fan in the room because it was really hot since all of us were
I
in
I just
there.
Do mine on my phone. It's iPod in my, or a podcast in my pocket.
Actually, I've heard some phones that are better than laptops. Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
But at any rate, oh, fuck it. Rick, give me the music. Thank you. Yes, that's right, Josiah. It's time for you to participate in the worst quiz in the world.
Great.
Sure, you've heard it once or twice. It's going to be a bunch of questions that you may or may not want to answer. You can choose to answer however you wish, but you will be scored. And I am judging you silently.
Okay. Got it.
My favorite one to start with. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert isle. Who do you cannibalize first?
I'd say my mother. My lover, for obvious reasons. And I don't really have a brother, but, you know, my friends are pretty crafty. So I'd want them around.
Hard to kill.
And plus, my mom's super nice, so I think she'd probably offer herself up as tribute and just, you know, we'd just wake up and she'd be in a boiling pot of water or something.
Not bad. Not bad. Let's see. What would you like for your last meal on Earth?
I think blueberry blintz.
Blueberry blintz?
Yeah.
Mm.
I really like blintzes.
Tasty choice. Yeah. Tasty choice.
What's a blintz?
Blintz?
It's like the crepes, you know, with like... filled with
cream.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. I think nice. That's the difference is it has a creamy kind of.
Yeah. And then there's blueberry compote on it. It's really good.
Oh,
it's my favorite thing.
I always want to say compote, and that's not right, is it?
Compote. Blueberry compote.
Compote.
Maybe south of the border.
Well, yeah, you pronounce every letter when you're in Spain.
No, that's called a burrito. let's see. When searching the. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the peanut gallery. Oh wait, that was me. I gave myself that. Wow.
Yeah, I was going on forever.
Way to fill out the show though, Rory.
I'm just
it was funny.
I'm now gonna ridicule myself. I'm just gonna laugh at Rory. When searching the internet for inspiration, what are your favorite porn keywords?
I'd say like amateur because I'm
nice.
I'm really not into like really like
high production value
crazy shit, you know,
right?
Like But yeah, I like it to look real because it makes me feel like I'm actually there.
Totally. Yeah. And then, and when you see the high quality stuff, you always think, dude, where, this poor crackhead that, that's got to do this for money and they don't even want to do it. But when it's some guy taking a picture of himself getting blown in a bathroom, you know that they really were down, you know? Yeah. They're not being taken advantage of by a system. They're just getting it on.
Yeah. Nobody forced them into it. They're just having fun. Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
What do you think your best physical feature is?
I'd say my beard.
I was going to say beard. I was totally going to say beard.
Are we now playing match game?
Yes. We have a match.
What in life is your biggest regret?
Oh, fuck. Shit. I guess maybe, you know, maybe when it comes to, like, music, maybe not getting out there when I should have, and
okay,
you know,
fair enough.
That's
an answer I think we can all relate to a little bit. What is your biggest guilty pleasure?
There's like lots of reality TV.
Like anyone in particular that makes you that is cringeworthy?
Like, I'm really obsessed with Chopped. Like, I watch Chopped constantly.
Chopped, okay.
But it gets to a point where it's, you know, it's not really...
Oh, wait, no. That was the wrong one. I like Chopped, too.
Yeah. That's not bad for reality.
But I watch it. I watch it too much.
It's actually a real game show with people's actual talents.
Yeah.
It's not like you're watching Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, there's not as much drama in it or whatever. Yeah.
It's chefs competing. I mean, for real.
Sometimes there's, like, tattoo reality shows, and they'd be, like, really dramatic. I would get into those, you know.
So, totally, yeah. All right, reality TV, not a bad answer. This will be a fun question, maybe. What's the longest you've gone without bathing?
You're really knocking us out, Josiah.
I think like a month.
Yeah, right on, brother. Like, right on, brother.
Again, I maybe could have guessed that.
Yeah. Nobody else ever comes close
to that. What day
that.
Is it?
Girls are terrible at that question.
How often do you masturbate?
Probably once every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, okay.
Well, moderate masturbator.
If you could get into a fist fight, start a fist fight with anybody in all of history, who would that be?
Maybe Mother Teresa.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Mm. I like that.
Oh, whoa.
Well,
that's the first time we've had that one.
That's what I meant.
I like that.
We don't condone beating women either.
No.
I
wouldn't actually.
Clarifications, in her prime or as she is today?
Yeah, you mean like beating down on her grave or something?
Yes.
or do you pick old Mother Teresa, like with her cinnamon roll head?
Oh, maybe I just, I don't know.
Yeah. too deep of a clarification. All right, final question here. You're going down on a girl and you discover, or a partner, as your choice may be, and you discover fresh, crispy bacon. Do you eat it?
Yes.
Yeah, good man.
I eat it. I crack some eggs and...
bonus points right there.
That answer gets points. And now I'm going to throw it over to Nick here with some rapid fires.
All right, Josiah, for your rapid fire question number one, the classic: Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beer or weed?
Beer.
Cats
or
dogs?
Did not see that coming.
Yeah, I don't really smoke so much anymore. Cats or dogs?
Bacon or chocolate?
Bacon.
Mm. Yeah.
TV or radio / podcasts?
I would go with radio just because I like to do stuff while I'm listening. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Good answer.
Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
I think Joan Jett, you know, like all around, but I do like a lot of Pat Benatar stuff.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Gay or ginger?
Could I be both?
Hey,
both is an acceptable answer.
That is a popular answer with that one.
All right. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
All right. Ronnie James Dio or Ozzy Osbourne?
I'd say Dio.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Techno or Heckno?
Heckno.
And for your last one, if you can live in the world. Oh, wait, go ahead.
Crunk or funk? Just to go with a crowd.
Funk.
Funk.
Punk is the answer, silly.
Anyway. Good answer. But funk's okay, too.
Yeah, funk's good. But funk and crunk are so.
Not.
Well, they're kind of close.
No, when I say funk, I mean like P-Funk. Yeah. Like George Clinton.
Or like Tower
and shit.
Of Power.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like real funk music. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so for your other last question, this will be the Star Wars versus Beatles question, because you answered Beatles, right?
Yeah, but I also answered
in a
Star
world.
Trek.
Oh, yeah, so it's Star Trek. Yeah,
in a world where you had to choose one to live with for all eternity.
And the other one doesn't exist.
I'd go with Beatles.
No Star Trek. Then.
No Gene Roddenberry's vision of a harmonious human race in the future. Just
where there are no gays or
John
religion.
Lennon, a bed, no showers.
I'm gonna give you a couple extra points, Josiah, for answering quickly.
Yes.
You took the rapid fire as is meant to be taken.
With a solid round, even score of 300 points, you're easily our winner this week.
Oh, really?
Good job.
Congratulations, Josiah. Yeah. You win yourself a couple of complimentary Worst Little Podcast stickers. Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd, as we always say.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Now we're going to make you do some more work and play another song here.
Okay.
Unless... Do you have any upcoming shows that you want to do?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that first.
Okay. I have one on Friday at Strega, and that's with Smooth Hound Smith,
yes, I think. Yeah, yes. Up from L.A.?
Yeah, they're touring through L.A., and I checked out some of their stuff, and they sound really cool. Kind of like bluesy, like folk country.
Dude,
like,
that'll...
Something you'd expect something to come
right
from a
you.
Blues yeah. Hound Smith.
Yeah. And then there's a benefit show on Saturday at Studio on 4th, and that's with Smiley Mikey, Ruby, Jay, and Craig Prather. And,
fun.
Yeah, it's a benefit for Soteria, which is like a safe house for abused women and kids. So
it's a good local resource.
Yeah.
We do a lot of good work around here.
So, yeah, both shows are, I was stoked on, so.
Very cool. And that's Friday at what time?
Friday at 9, I think I go on. And then Saturday is an early one. I go on at like 5.
Okay, great. So. Great.
And show up. Don't punish Josiah for this podcast sucking so bad. It's not his fault.
It's entire.
He's been great.
I take all responsibility from like hours ago for why today sucks.
Yeah.
I'm having a bad day, people. It happens to all of us.
I'm a little guilty. I'll take some of the guilt.
Yeah, you're not alone, dude. I'm here too. Yeah. I'm supposed to have your back, but man, God,
not everything's perfect, especially me. That sounds like one of those meditations for miserable people.
Well, usually I'm so fucking rad that some days I have to take a day off from being rad because there's
only so much awesome
in
the world to go around.
Everything, including awesomeness.
People will just get used to how rad you are, and it won't be surprising
right,
anymore.
Right, right.
And now, sucking for a day, you'll really be amazing tomorrow.
That's right.
Right, so.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Nick the Dick.
Thank you, Max.
I haven't had an opportunity to play that before, so that's exciting.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's way better than some of the other ones. Do you have like an internet site or any of that?
Yeah, I got a Reverb Nation. It's just www.reverbnation.com/Josiah Knight. And then Facebook, Josiah Knight Music.
Cool.
Get all that shit.
Good, good.
Very cool.
I'm not really good at keeping up on like the social networking thing, but I will post shows. So if you follow me on there, you'd know what's going on. So cool.
Some music up there you can hear.
And if you ever need to book him at a show of yours, go to one of his other shows. Come to the open mic night and grab the man's hand.
Yeah.
He does things the analog way of actual introductions and meeting people.
Face to face.
So what do you got for us now? What's this one called?
This is actually a murder ballad that I wrote this last month.
A murder ballad? Yeah. Please explain to the uneducated.
Well, just like a story.
Is it a ballad stories. About murder?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Shot down in Reno just to watch him die.
Yeah. So,
My girl, my girl.
It's kind of like morbid, but I was kind of stoked because I was just like, oh, my first murder ballad. This is-
Yeah. Cheers to that.
Nick Cave is so proud.
Yeah. Yeah, so here we go.
Was the end of September and the days were getting shorter. We had some work to do before the ground froze over. It seemed like the work was never done. I told her I had to go, I wish that I could stick around. Had some business with a grainer on the other side of town. I hope this time he doesn't bleed me dry. I said, don't worry after me, I'll be fine. I'll be back to you soon, Caroline. And I asked to fill the cellar and to keep up on the harvest. And if she got frightened by the noises in the darkness, play my song and I won't be long. And I showed her I'd be back in about a week or so. I packed up what I needed and before I hit the road I said goodbye for the last time. I remember as I was pulling away, I swore I heard a fiddle stop and fade away. And on my way back, I was so anxious to see her, and I saw a tear from her dress on the banks of the river. And I ran, oh Lord, I ran. And I made it to the house, and I bolted through the door, and I saw the pool of blood that was soaked into the floor. The fiddle was in pieces on the porch. And I called out her name at the top of my lungs and rode as fast as I could through the woods. And I met up with the sheriff, and he said he caught a killer, saying something about a girl he took playing the fiddle my song. She was playing my song. They brought the man to show us where he buried her remains. She was underneath the maple. I used to watch her play my song. When they brought up her body, my knife was like a bow. The edge of my blade played the strings in his throat. And he went down without making a sound. And some nights when the wind picks up through the hills, I hear my Caroline playing on a fiddle still.
Fucking rad.
That
dude.
Was thank awesome, you. Dude.
Very cool.
I like nice. That.
Yeah, I spooked myself out a little bit when I was writing that one. There's a couple of times where I was just like, oh, that's scary.
I'm really not that much of a creep, but this is a good story.
Yeah.
I'm reading The Devil in the White City, so I'm really thinking a lot about H.H. Holmes and the serial killer thing. And,
oh, yeah. Scary. Yeah.
But he didn't bury the girls under the maple tree. He stripped the flesh off of their bodies and sold their skeletons to med schools.
Yeah.
So
excited. You're always grisly. Reading about serial killers.
I take naps on watching Albert Fish documentaries.
It's pretty creepy, too, like the whole World Fair thing and how you – it's creepy shit.
Dude, and the how they barely and back then it was – and all the people that died getting the fair. There's actually more people died preparing for the fair than H.H. Holmes killed.
Really?
So, like, because there was, like, industrial accidents.
Yeah, the working
and
conditions.
And they were rushed. And it was cold, and fucking people just got killed all the time. And it's pretty – it's a great fucking book. I heard that they're going to make a movie, and Pretty Boy What's-His-Name is going to play H.H. Holmes.
The actor? The Pretty Boy actor?
Yeah, the Pretty Boy actor. No, he's not pretty anymore. He's older, but fuck.
George Clooney?
No, god damn it. Smaller. Sorry. Basketball Diaries.
DiCaprio.
Yeah, DiCaprio's going to play.
Weird.
So
Gilbert Grape.
Yeah.
And he's like going to do it just like that.
I was being away, job, late to the party as usual. Just watched Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Fucking killer movie. Yeah.
No wonder you came in here with your racial bullshit.
Killer movie. Yes, that's what it was. I was infected by that movie. No, but that was killer.
Yeah,
literally, but that was awesome. Really enjoyed it.
Fun.
Right. Yeah, I'm watching. I saw movies.
Bloody fun.
Yeah. Anyway, so right late on. To the party as usual. Unprepared, unprofessional. Hi, Reverend Rory Dowd. Good to meet you. Hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Worst Little Podcast. Nick, what do you got coming up this weekend?
Well, speaking of movies, we're going to probably be showing a piece of the trailer or the trailer at Mary Anarchy this year.
Nice.
Which is not this weekend, but next weekend, right?
Yeah, not this weekend coming up, but the next weekend.
The 17th and 18th starts at 4 and 2:30 or 3?
Yeah, 4 o'clock on Friday, I think, and like...
2:30
on Saturday. So come early.
The first late. Band's Lighter Thief on Saturday.
The preview of the trailer or the trailer preview will be both days, probably right before the last band, so you have to stick around.
Yeah.
And there's 34 acts this year, so
really
it's getting
34
ridiculously huge.
Nice.
There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too. Yeah,
there are. Dudes. Yes, as a matter of fact.
I know them. They're friends of mine.
Your friends.
I'm going to tell them what Rory said.
And they will laugh because they're friends of mine, too.
Suda is going to kick your fucking ass.
Suda with his violent ways.
Always on time, by the way, I just like to say.
That's the big one coming up. What else? The Liver Scars are playing on the 10th. At the Alley, or no, at the Shays at Shays Tavern.
Nice.
So look out for that. With the
as we said tonight, Thursday, don't forget to get the Weedicculous Comedy Tour down at Shays Tavern about 9 o'clock.
Just don't ever leave Shays.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Until Mary Anarchy. Just go there and stay.
But Dad will kick you out. Come sun up. let's see. And then Friday, as Josiah mentioned, we got Smooth Hound Smith at Strega Bar with Josiah Smith. Or Josiah Knight.
Josiah Smith.
Smooth Hound Knight and Josiah Smith.
Yeah.
there's a whole bunch of crap going on. There's a Dr. Sketchy's thing happened on Saturday. Mojo Green CD release. We got the Brap Noise Show. The debut of Priscilla Ford Saturday.
Yeah.
Reno, We Have a Problem. Kaiser Soze. I mean, there's tons of shit happening on this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to see some bands, like, this is
another
weekend
to
just
go
out carousing.
And
Friday, we got, there's Hellbound Glory, a Burner thing.
Oh, yeah.
A Pain Clinic and Envirosment. Punk Rock Disco.
Yeah, I think the Atomics are playing with Hellbound, right?
Are they? I would have to go into that. Yeah.
I think they are.
My phone's too slow to figure that out right
Saw
now.
Saw them last week, and they were great.
At the Cirque du Mar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How was that? We didn't talk about that.
That was
a
lot of fun.
A lot of people seemed to be having a good time at that. While I watched.
Well attended.
Posts on Facebook.
A lot of cool folks.
And morosely.
Right after the Atomics were done, though, I bailed. That was my fun of my night. They blew my mind. I had to go.
Yeah. Nice.
Drinking.
Well, we always love the Atomics. Well, anyway, Rick, that's you got it. Anything else?
I'm going to miss all that awesome bullshit, and you know why?
Why?
You're recording.
I am recording Scarlet fucking Presence this weekend.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, and that is going to be so much fucking fun. God, I love those fucking kids. They're so rad.
They are a blast. Yeah.
Oh,
they're
my
totally
God.
Rad.
Dude, they are so rad in the studio. They're just so willing to try any weird thing I fucking bring up.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a song, and they're like, well, we want something to be at this spot, and I just like threw them a slide whistle, and they did a slide whistle solo. And then we made it a stereo slide whistle solo. Nice. And then they did little orchestra things with their mouth. It was just fucking, they're so crazy.
When have you seen what Michelle's been doing lately with the keyboard and the guitar and feedback? And like, totally. she's getting a little rocket scientist guitarist on us.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. And they're so like that in the
sound
studio.
Architect.
They're so much fucking fun. Yeah. They're so much fun. So I'm really looking
and
forward
to cool
that.
To have like that big of fun, but there's only two people, right?
Yeah, but you'd never know because Jesus Christ, they're fucking all over everything, and they're so talented. Yep. They fucking Jesus. We've done so many. I'll just say like, I read one time that somebody strapped a fucking tambourine to the kick drum to get this weird sound every time they hit the kick, and they're like, "Let's do it!" And next thing you know, we're spending 30 minutes with three different tambourines clamping them to different parts of the kick to try to figure out what gets the best sound. They're so down for everything weird, and it's so much fucking fun. So I'm really excited.
That's good.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, congrats.
Well, you have a good time.
To both. Oh. Congrats to them. For
and then, and what was the, what's the other show you had Saturday?
Saturday is the Soteria benefit at Studio on 4th.
Studio on 4th, right. Yep. Yeah, that needed a. They need a Facebook invite because I didn't see that.
I think there's a lot of people on there. At least
maybe I wasn't invited. No. But definitely.
I'll invite you.
None of those people are your friends.
No, but please check it out because that'll be a good thing. But there are a bunch of benefits and a bunch of shows this weekend. Welcome to your summer, Reno. It's like this from here till September.
Yeah, right. Rad.
Get out and quit complaining that there's nothing to do. And then when you're hungover on Sunday, come to kickball at Wilkinson Park at 1:30.
There you go.
And hang out with a bunch of other hungover people or people who might still be awake. For all
make
you
it
know.
Out for the Drunken Monkey softball games, too.
Yeah, those are on Thursdays usually.
Yeah. Oh,
damn, we're never going to get any sleep.
I hate this stupid town.
Well, on that note, Reno, have a great weekend. As always, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying goodnight for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Josh Chewbacca Smith. Good night, ladies.
We're talking out of our ass.
A dream world beckons.
Dogwater Studios.
Many then try heroin.